This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 9/11 dispatchers, 911 dispatchers, our customs and border patrol, our security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the third watch, including our over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And don't forget, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Where if you can't get the program anywhere else, it's streaming live right there, right now, on the website. And then after we go off the air, then you'll be able to hear the loop playing of the current show. All right, joining us right now from California, it is the professor of politics, literally blowing in the wind out there, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
How windy is it?
Well, I'm glad to say that some of it has begun to dissipate, although we had some pretty high gusts all over last night and also throughout all Thanksgiving Day. But it may start coming back a little bit on Friday. I think it's still in place until at least Saturday, I believe, the wind warnings.
All righty. Well, are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, General Kenneth McKenzie, who's the commanding general at CENTCOM, U.S. Central Command, right here in my backyard, Tampa, Florida, came out and said that Iran has the ability to build a nuclear weapon in a very short time and that the U.S. military is ready with other options to prevent this should diplomacy fail. Obviously, the U.S. and John Kerry and company have been trying to get Iran to come to the table to sit down to talk about something pertaining to the nuclear program that they have, and so far they won't do it.
No, and as a matter of fact, we just saw the IAEA was unable to get Iran to really do anything. Iran simply going after the idea that the United States or other countries say this and that about them, and asking them to focus on that and anything but the real problem at hand. Now, what the general is talking about, I think, is very important, that the military has different options that they can present to the president, given the idea that Iran would be engaged in building a nuclear weapon or getting very close or what have you. And that only means that the president, President Biden, only needs to do what is needed in this. I don't think it takes a lot of discussion in the sense that, what should we do, because it seems pretty obvious. Also, Captain, I will interject this too. Israel would likely act as well, depending how close Iran really would be. And so the issue is going to get forced one way or the other. And I think it would be right for the president to let Iran know that no matter what happens, they are not going to let them have this bomb, and let them, and the ball's in their court, basically.
Well, Israel would act, Saudi Arabia would act, Jordan might act, but I know Saudi Arabia has absolutely came out in the not too distant past and said that they are dead set against Iran going nuclear. Now, our presidents, the last president, Donald Trump, and this current president, Biden, have said they're not going to let Iran have a nuclear weapon. General McKenzie said the diplomats are in the lead on this, but Central Command always has a variety of plans that they could execute if directed.
Well, that's right, but who do we really believe in terms of these two presidents you just mentioned, Trump versus Biden? Who do we really believe would actually take all the steps necessary to make sure that that wouldn't happen?
I wouldn't believe Biden.
It would not be Biden. Exactly. Exactly. And also, Captain, I might point out, too, that it was the diplomacy that was happening under the Trump administration with various other countries in the Middle East.
Sanctions.
Well, sanctions, but vis-a-vis Israel and vis-a-vis Iran, because I think you rightly point out that many of these other countries, they don't want Iran to be able to exert its influence, establish its hegemony in the Middle East. In other words, we have a common foe. And until the Tehran leadership changes its tune, well, they'll remain that common foe, and they can't have a nuclear weapon. It's just that simple.
Okay, well, we've got a caller in the line, but we're coming up on a hard break here, so hang on, caller. We'll get to you when we come back from the break. You won't have enough time to ask your question. You've only got about maybe 30 seconds, and we won't be able to answer it anyway until after the break. But, when you talk about Iran, it comes back to oil. And Iran is seeking $100 a barrel oil. Well, the futures on oil are back up to $90 a barrel. They've gone up $2 since prices dropped off a little bit last week. But the wholesale price of gasoline is still hanging in there at $2.32. The wholesale price of diesel is still hanging in there at $2.38. So that's not gone down. It's, in fact, gone up. And, Kyle, you hold the line. Caller, we'll get right to you when we come back from the break. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, and Mike Gallagher. It's going to take us to break.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
Okay, we are going to do it. Remember, Frank Salvato will be around hour number 4 for his Friday morning delivery, if you will. This portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at MyPillow.com. Again, go over to MyPillow.com, take a look at everything that's on the homepage. You will see items that are there, and you will see the expression on those items that will say, with the promo code, the price is so-and-so and such-and-such. Okay, that's great. The promo code that you're going to need to have is Captain, simply Captain. And that'll get you the reduced prices because you're going to buy it at what you would pay for it at the factory versus what the big box store would be selling it for. Now, that being said, they also have a radio listener specials page there. You click on that page, open it up. It's got at least 24 or more items that are marked even lower than what's on the homepage, if that's possible, but they are. And again, the promo code is always Captain. Now, you can call them on the phone if you don't want to put your information on the Internet. The telephone is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. You'll talk to a live person and be able to answer questions and place your order right there. So, MyPillow.com, promo code Captain, phone number 800-641-5459. They got lots of stuff in store, in storage right now for Christmas gifts for every member that's on your list, every family member, young, old, and in between too. MyPillow.com, promo code Captain, telephone number 800-641-5459. Go over there, check it out. You're going to love what you see. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
An interesting little story here just popped up. According to a poll that was done yesterday, 65% of the people polled did not make their Thanksgiving guests be vaccinated or masked.
Well, it's very interesting. Although there are those, and I actually know of someone who was going to visit family for Thanksgiving, and they had to provide a negative COVID test in order to do that. I think by and large, most people were not requiring such a thing.
By the way, there's a story coming out here from Matthew Whitaker, the former acting attorney general. Remember him?
Yep, yep.
Under Donald Trump. He said the attorney general should focus on all the street crimes going on with the smash and grabs and all that stuff.
Well, you know, Captain, unless something big is done about that, we're going to continue to see these things go on. You know, the other night we had a story about one of the flash mobs, and they used a chemical substance on a security guard. I think it turned out to be bear spray, I believe. This is brazen. The physicality of this is now escalating, and they have to send a real message because this is essentially organized crime. It has to be squashed. It has to be squashed now.
Yeah, and I totally agree with you. And by the way, bear spray can really do a number on you and your respiratory system if you suck it down and get it into your lungs.
Right. Well, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Yeah. So, because it not only is sickening, but it burns. I mean, it burns like you're on fire.
Well, right, but these particular groups of individuals who are conspiring to go in and do these smash and grabs, it's obvious that they put themselves in a position where there could be injuries, that there could be confrontations and so forth. I mean, regardless of that it's criminal to do what they're doing in the first place, they're putting the public at risk.
Philadelphia just marked its 500th homicide in the year 2021 after a woman was fatally shot. This comes after last night we had to unfortunately report about New York two NYPD officers that were wounded in a gunfight that happened up on them.
Well, yes, exactly right. Exactly right. And, of course, there are many weapons out there on the street, and there's a lot of talk, of course, about trying to regulate guns for law-abiding citizens, but just like these flash mobs, just like this organized crime, the crackdown needs to be on people with illegal guns. It seems so simple, but it seems to be elusive for a lot of the prosecutors, as it were.
Did you hear about the police who were pulling over drivers for Thanksgiving, but it wasn't for the usual reasons, and they weren't issuing tickets?
Yes, I did. I did. I think especially in places like Mesa, Arizona. Yes.
Yeah. What were they doing?
Well, I think they were handing out, I believe, turkeys for
yep.
one thing.
Yeah.
This kind of so. In other words, you think you're getting pulled over, you think you're going to get a ticket, you know, but you don't get a ticket, you get a turkey.
And they were also giving them free turkey dinners at some of the restaurants around town.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And so, you know, it's a nice twist on the age old thing of you see the lights behind you and you pull over but this time it wasn't because you did something wrong, it's because you did something they wanted to do something right for you.
Yeah. Now, Joe Biden was criticized very heavily for spending Thanksgiving at a billionaire's Nantucket home amidst Americans' inflation woes and problems. Mike had mentioned that when he called last hour. But the folks around the country and our media, our conservative media, is not letting people forget about the fact that he lived it up in style in some billionaire's house while other people were having to go without.
Well, you know, back in history, you had Marie Antoinette saying that the people could eat cake, which
yeah.
would be it's not birthday cake she was talking about. She was talking about a very common sort of food that would just be for the most common people of the subjects, basically, back then. And it's akin to, so we got Marie Antoinette, but now we've got Scranton Joe, Captain, who's living it high in wonderful Nantucket, as you said, while people go without. So he's the President of the United States. He didn't set a great example, did he?
No, and something else that happened in the past couple of days, a group of nearly 200 state legislatures from over 30 states sent a letter to President Joe Biden demanding that he rescind his vaccine mandates, calling them unconstitutional.
Well, this is going to work its way up the system.
It is.
And I think ultimately, obviously, the Supreme Court is going to weigh in and, you know, cue some folks on different news networks to then say the Supreme Court is all screwed up and all this other kind of stuff, because if they don't get the right answer. But it should go to the Supreme Court because this is a constitutional question. It's not a matter, in other words, divorce your thinking from this is about the pandemic or it's about the COVID or about medical things. This is about power. It's about the power of the presidency and whether or not this is an overreach. And so these different governors, of course, those you mentioned, they are pointing that out, and it should work through our system.
Uh-huh. Now, we know that Donald Trump is very positive normally about the things he has to say, and he's also very honest. And for the people that are out there going, well, he's a liar, and he doesn't tell the truth, and he's this and he's that, they don't know what the hell they're talking about, because so far, all that stuff has been debunked.
Well, of course. You know, the narrative of the media and many in the, which also Democrat Party elite and close connection with the media, they wanted to make sure that you had a particular perception of Donald Trump, that you would not let your own perceptions govern how you thought about something, how you formed your opinion. They wanted to form that for you. And it's a very similar, Captain, to what we saw in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. If you were watching certain news sources, you were seeing an entirely different trial. And this happened over Thanksgiving holiday. Another came in contact. You got a person who thinks, well, he brought the gun across state lines and he did this and all that. And, you know, that narrative is out there. But it's the two information streams. But if you just listen to Donald Trump, or if you just, you know, you might find out what he's really talking about.
Right. And good morning to Eric the trucker. He didn't tell me where he's at, but he's in the chat room saying hello. So.
Oh, very cool. Yeah. Well, and we have others, too, that have been checking in throughout the program as well, Captain. We've got Margo in Sacramento. We've also got Scott in Valdosta. We've got Bill in Atlanta. Angela, she's in Columbia, South Carolina. And rounding it out, we've got Kathy in Tampa. Everybody checking in with the program tonight.
Yeah, we appreciate it. All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And this is your Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. We got a lot more to talk about. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the mainstream liberal news media downplaying inflation, trying to make it into something positive, which there's no way in hell it's positive. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More families are gathering on this, the second pandemic-era Thanksgiving. In New York, spectators returned for the Thanksgiving Day Parade after a mostly virtual event last year. There were 28 floats, 10 marching bands from across the nation, and 15 giant character balloons. President Biden called into the Macy's Day Parade from Nantucket Island, where he and the First Lady are spending the holiday. He also released a video on Twitter wishing Americans a happy and closer to normal Thanksgiving.
As we give thanks for what we have, we also keep in our hearts those who we lost and those who have lost so much, and those who have an empty seat at their kitchen table or their dining room table this year because of this virus or another cruel twist of fate or accident.
He also visited a Coast Guard station on Nantucket, where he thanked service members. This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Alrighty, welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch, Friday morning edition. And this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I take and I've been taking for over 6 years because it takes care of the problems that I have with some pain and some swelling and some inflammation that constantly seems to erupt with me. Now, I got rid of Mobic and Flexeril to start taking this all-natural product called Relief Factor. It's 100% drug-free. And the reason for that is because of the natural ingredients that are in the product, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, that helps to support your body's natural response to inflammation, and it will lower or eliminate the pain associated with whatever the problem is that you've got going on. By the way, I've had a pain in my shoulder where I've got arthritis. I've had a pain in my wrist where I've got bursitis. And I've had, of course, the pain and the swelling in my leg. And when I take the Relief Factor, it just goes away. Period. It just goes away. Now, you too can find out what I've found out, and that is that this product works. It costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. That's it, $19.95. And you get it by going to the website, the Captain, yeah, listen to me, give me the wrong website. The website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Oh, by the way, you can actually get the product at my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. There's a logo link to click on for it over there, too. 1995, because after all you have to lose is pain, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
All right, here we go. The mainstream liberal media is routinely downplaying inflation, trying to turn it into a positive. For example, well, you're slashing your shopping burden by not spending all that extra money on gifts for Christmas and this, that, and the other. You're saving money. That's how they're playing down inflation.
Well, that's right. In fact, there was an article evidently on Yahoo Finance saying maybe Christmas shortages are a gift.
Yeah.
Went on to say, you have a partial Christmas, save money, save time, aggravation, by exploiting, and this is a quote, by exploiting the pandemic shortages to slash your shopping burden, unquote. Captain, that sounds like a demented holiday commercial, you know, slash your shopping burden. It's just weird.
Nobody ever said the people on the other side were normal, did they?
Well, but again, it's trying to make you think that this is also so like this is a good thing, you know, live with it. This can be here to stay. It's the same kind of thing of high gas prices hurting people across the country, and Jen Psaki saying something like, "Well, this will help you transition to an electric car." So okay, you know, it just that's a disconnect.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. We've got Mary on the line. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. I wanted to keep track of the left with my friend who watches CNN all the time and doesn't learn a thing and also stays in that Facebook thing a lot and then gets all mad because of people's comments. But I look at this person and I think, why don't you learn about the color revolution? Nobody knows what happened in the color revolutions, which have been started mostly by our own government. And things like communism, that's what we mean when we say someone is a communist, in that the underlying philosophy is to try to put our philosophy on other countries and take them over. So I think we've just had a color revolution in our own country. Same techniques,
yep.
Same steps.
Yep.
And they have no idea. No idea.
Yep, probably.
Thank you.
All right. Well, she's got a point, Kyle.
Well, I think so, especially when we see these radical far-left ideas and the proponents of those ideas colonizing into, for example, the Democrat Party, trying to take those radical ideas mainstream. We see how far it's gone, Captain, all the way up to the White House
mm-hmm.
with Joe Biden, with a lot of these very, very far-left, out-of-step, out-of-the-mainstream ideas that he's been foisting on us.
Yep. Now, the three men in Georgia that were found guilty in the Ahmaud Arbery murder case are now going to be going to federal court on hate crime charges. No surprise there.
No surprise there. I think that we're going to see a lot more to this now, obviously. They're essentially spending life in prison, but I think it will send another clear message about this particular murder that occurred. This is mm-hmm. this just can't happen in our country at all.
And there was a GoFundMe page that had been started for the 39-year-old man who allegedly ran his vehicle into a crowd there in
Waukesha.
Yeah, Waukesha, Wisconsin last week, killing six and injuring 62 people. That page has been pulled down, thank God, by the organization, namely GoFundMe, for violating its terms of service.
Well, that's right. Now, there was also an issue when Rittenhouse had a GoFundMe, or someone put up a GoFundMe page for him while he was under the charges that he was facing.
Yep.
But now his page is back up.
Yes, it is.
Because now he's been exonerated of those mm-hmm. charges. Similarly here, the alleged driver in the Waukesha killings mm-hmm. and the parade, his has been taken down. Yes.
Now, here's one for you. A CNBC anchor, that's the business end of NBC News, a CNBC anchor says it's dumb for CEOs to make fun of the Chinese Communist Party. You're just asking for trouble.
You know, I don't know. Maybe, Captain,
I don't know, for a couple hundred years or more, you know, we've been, Americans have been saying what they think and to let the chips fall where they may. And, Captain, there's so many things happening in China. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about the Chinese people. We're talking about the Chinese communist government that need to be called out.
And one last thing before I go to the caller. Mexico's drug war is rapidly intensifying. The drug cartels have got drones, human shields, helicopter gunships, and right now they've got equipment that outmatches most of the Mexican police authorities that are going up against them.
Well, that's right. This is, I think, part and parcel of where the cartels have been traditionally. And now with this technology increases very rapidly, of course, they're going to be on that cutting edge.
All right, let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is John from Sarasota.
Yep, what's up?
You guys have been jumping around quite a bit, and I'd like to just make a comment about that Iran situation you had brought up a little earlier.
Yep.
It seems that, now to me, this goes back 12 years when Barack Obama first was elected. And we had him in there, and we had John Kerry, Barack Obama, and we had a wonderful president going to Iran. And they were sending plane loads and plane loads of money to have them stop the enrichment of uranium there. And it seems so redundant after 12 years. What did they do with that money? They used it to build underground development research sites and not only speed up the enrichment of it, and now we're back to where they're going to have a bomb real soon. So, you know, I just, we're so redundant. I want to say one last thing. I remember when back in history, we had a Democratic president, Harry Truman, when he beat the Republican, and he said that we had to have unconditional surrender. What happened to those days where this country was united against its enemy and, you know, we came out ahead? It seems that we just keep going in circles, and we're giving people money, and they're enriching this, and...
Okay.
It's been 12 years.
All right. Thank you, John. Okay. And because we're running out of time, I had to cut him off there at the end. Kyle, we got about maybe 20 seconds here before the music starts. But I get it. I understand what he's saying. We're never going to go back to what's called unconditional surrender. Those days are over and done with for some reason. Don't ask me why, but I just don't see it happening anytime soon. We could have done that with Al-Qaeda, with ISIS and whatnot, but they didn't do it. Fought to the very end. By the way, they're still around, aren't they?
That's true.
Yeah. And when it comes to Iran, well, that was one time we sent the planes in there with the money, and I guess it was $150 billion that they got, right?
That's right.
All right. Coming back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, folks. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. We'll check and see if some things have changed out there in the roadways with the truckers.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Cold sweat thinking about days we ain't done.
That's just love sneaking up on you, Kyle. I'm telling you, that gets you going too.
Oh, yeah, I love Bonnie Raitt.
Yep, that's a great song.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, weather time. What's going on out west?
All right, folks, well, in Southern California, we still could see some pretty heavy winds on Friday, although they hopefully will be starting to dissipate, but still be careful out there in the 15, Interstate 15 around the Cajon Pass. For any high winds that will be there. Also, we've got a freeze warning up near San Luis Obispo, Paso Robles area, this along Highway 101 coming up the coast there in California. Frost advisory up near Eureka. Richard the Marine chiming in earlier, the central coast of Oregon, 42 degrees and rain. And, yes, we're going to have more rain in the Pacific Northwest, especially in Seattle where we've got flood watches going on, where more rain in the Cascades. Can also lead to some minor flooding with the river systems there, and looks like rain in the forecast for the next several days in the Seattle area. Winter weather advisory in northern Montana, also high wind warnings in central northern Montana, and high wind warnings tonight for Cheyenne, Wyoming, and also looks around there about Elk Mountain, it looks like there on I-80 there in Wyoming. So be careful out there.
Okay, the snow machine is kicking in, and it's starting to expand up there in the northern part of the U.S., including upstate New York, the northern part of New England, as well as Michigan. Now, in the upper peninsula of Michigan, between Lake Superior and Lake Huron, you have got some snow that's starting to creep in there, and it's normal locations there. Got a little snow down towards Green Bay in Wisconsin as well, and we've got snow coming across Lake Michigan over on the east side, coming to the east from the west. Blowing into up there around Traverse City right now. And we've also got on Lake Erie a couple of areas of snow. One of them is west of Cleveland, about halfway between Cleveland and Toledo, lake effect snow there. But Erie, Pennsylvania, snow all the way across I-90 into just outside Buffalo around Fredonia. And that includes Ripley and includes Dundee as well over there. And then the northern part of Pennsylvania tonight, in about 25 miles from Lake Erie, you've got snow all the way across there, about 50 miles east from the lake. And then from Rochester across to Oswego, down to Syracuse, over to Utica, you've got snow tonight coming off the lake. You've got snow going up to the Thousand Islands Bridge. You've got snow all through the Adirondacks and the Tug Hill Plateau and all the way up to St. Lawrence to the Vermont line. A winter storm warning up there around Plattsburgh and Messina. Winter storm warning tonight, as well as across much of Vermont, a winter storm warning. The northern part of New Hampshire, a winter storm warning, with snow down in the northern half of New Hampshire tonight. And then we've got snow all the way across the northern part of Maine, all the way up into the northeastern quadrant of Maine, up there north of Caribou and Presque Isle, a winter storm warning up there. So be careful in that respect. We do have a gale wind warning from Nova Scotia all the way down to Cape May, New Jersey. And it's cold in the south again, Kyle. Cold in the south. We've got a frost warning all the way across southern Georgia, southern Alabama, southeastern Mississippi, the panhandle of Florida, and we got a freeze warning, that a freeze watch, rather, in other areas further north, going up towards Atlanta, up towards Nashville, up towards Birmingham. Okay, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J, and then tell us about your show.
All right. Thank you, Captain. Yes, folks, don't forget, stop into the Pilot and Flying J. Join the Drivers Club. You can start earning points on the fuel that you buy, the supplies you buy, and the food that you buy at Pilot and Flying J. And to track your points, download the My Rewards Plus app. Go to pilotflyingj.com. And by the way, Captain, they have opened a brand new Flying J, or Pilot, I should say, in Fawcett, Missouri. This is along I-29. So be sure to visit there, folks. They've got 24 fueling lanes to serve you. And, folks, you can find me also at KyleWarrenShow.com.
That's it, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. We appreciate him, and we appreciate the job that he does every night, and certainly does a tremendous job here, and a lot of people have had a lot of positive things to say. By the way, last night we did play Yeoman, if you will, with Kyle anyway. He was on for 3 hours, so there you go. All right, in the meantime, here is Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. So, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Did you require people to be vaccinated and masked at your Thanksgiving table?
Not hardly.
Well, 65% of the country, according to the survey that was done, said, nope, not going to do it.
Good.
But I'm concerned, well, okay. But I'm concerned about the 35% that did.
Why?
Jeez. Good Lord, what the hell are they eating? Wheaties? Post-toasties?
You know, they're the 35% that think that all things government is exactly right.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, Matthew Whitaker, you know who he is, right?
I do. He's been on my show.
Yep, former Attorney General, and we talked to him once ourselves. He said that the Attorney General of the United States should start focusing on the street crimes.
Well, no doubt. And the Attorney General, Merrick Garland, should also be having a discussion with some of these George Soros district attorneys. They don't report to him, but he has some influence on them. And there should be some shared music sheets that they ought to be having a discussion over.
Well, they're trying to recuse or get rid of something like that. It's a recall election, okay, of the district attorney up there in San Francisco.
Not enough, though. That's clearly not enough.
No, it's not enough, but we saw that California, the governor, managed to stay. You suppose they'll be able to get rid of this guy?
Well, Chesa Boudin isn't any different than George Gascon, and George Gascon came from San Francisco, and now he's in L.A.
Yeah.
So the point is they're all going to look like, you know, things just happened in Waukesha.
All righty. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Denise Simon will be right back, and we'll be right back after the top of the hour news. Kathy's going to take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.